This about defining its enemies.
Everybody who watches this video, this is the fault of Western elites who lack the guts to do what is right, to do what is necessary, and to tell us the truth, and that starts with Barack Obama.
Governor Pat McCrory has signed a budget that he says fulfills his promise to increase average teacher salary.
The average teacher pay for the first time in North Carolina's history will be over $50,000 a year.
McCrory held a ceremony Thursday at a Union County elementary school to sign the $22.3 billion state spending plan the General Assembly sent him 2 weeks ago on the last day of its annual work session. But some, such as Democratic State Senator Dan Blue of Wake County, say that the plan is not forward-looking enough.
For the more experienced teacher, there still is a long ways to go to get average teacher pay up to the national average. We were striving to get there prior to 2008. When the Great Recession hit, it set us back.
You're listening to NCN News.
Staying a little bit unsettled thanks to a disturbance that rolls in today and a cold front that approaches the area over the weekend. Partly cloudy today with some late-day storms possible. It will be hot with temperatures in the low to mid-90s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and a few storms still possible tonight with lows in the low to mid-70s. And then partly sunny Saturday. Scattered showers and thunderstorms still possible with highs in the upper 80s to near 90. I'm meteorologist Steamy Wilmoth in the Weather Center.
Talk of the Town, 1150 WGBR, WGBR News Time, 8:31, time for our Newsmakers segment of the morning show. And to take on that task yet again, WGBR News Director Thomas Vick.
And good morning, Jeff. On this morning's Newsmakers program, we have with us GWTA Executive Director Fred Fontana. 20%, an estimated 20% of people across Wayne County and the city of Goldsboro do not have access to personal private transportation. This is where GWTA comes into play. Many people know GWTA as the former Gateway. It's now called the Goldsboro Wayne Transportation Authority after a rebranding campaign, of which we'll talk about extensively here. They've got a new logo, a new look, changes to local routes. And Fred, we'll start off this morning by just simply laying it out there with this thought here. The idea of a public transit system locally that we could use in place of our own transportation is a great concept. Is GWTA anywhere close to that, and is that what this is for right now?
Well, in a lot of larger metropolitan areas, that really is how public transportation is used. The Goldsboro-Wayne County area, the population just doesn't warrant it. For most folks that have a vehicle, they're going to use it. But like you said, almost 20% of the adults in Wayne County and Goldsboro do not have access to public transportation, either as a result of disability or age or just personal income. So that's where we come into play.
Right. Now, The GWTA, of course, naturally receives its funding from state sources, I'm sure, as well as federal and local. Let's talk about how the budget is made up for GWTA.
Yeah, we're actually two different budgets, two different systems under one umbrella. We have the urban fixed route system in the city of Goldsboro that has five routes, and that's funded primarily by the Federal Transit Administration and the city of Goldsboro. The rural program of 23 vans that go throughout the entire county, that's funded by Wayne County, by human service agencies, and by the state of North Carolina primarily.
Now, I learned that a lot of people may not be aware of GWTA. That's kind of hard to grasp hold of, but it is the case.
That's exactly right, and that's one of the efforts we've been trying to do with the rebranding. The folks in Mount Olive, Fremont, there's van service that they could use, and for $5, quite frankly, you could ride anywhere in Wayne County. You go to your doctor. We also offer a couple days a week if you've got doctor's appointments in Chapel Hill or Raleigh or Greenville. Now, the fee is $35, but if you go with the senior services support, funds your trip, or social services, the cost is free. So it's really a good deal, and we want to get the word out to the community.
Now, you're talking about the actual county option there.
That's right. There's
also that option for city residents.
That's exactly right. The city residents and city residents could use the vans as well. The bus service is $1 to ride. If you're elderly or disabled, it's only 50 cents. And we go throughout the city of Goldsboro. We do have a couple of changes, route changes coming up that I'd like to address, if I could. About a year or so ago, when we moved into our new transfer center, we had to redo all the routes. We changed them from the names like Berkeley, South End. We went with colors, blue, green, yellow, red, and purple. And we really weren't quite sure how they would work out because we had to redesign all the routes. So now we're doing a little tweaking. We've added Social Security back on the route, and we've made one or two other minor ones. But adding Social Security back on as a regular stop is the major change that we're making.
It was my understanding when the Social Security route was lost, there was a big concern over that, and you guys worked it out to get it back on.
Right. What we did to accommodate the folks was if you needed to go to Social Security, we would take you out there, and then you would just have to call and let us know when you were ready to go back. That's an inconvenience. We've adjusted that route somewhat so that now we can go by there every trip without having to make special changes.
Is the Social Security route available to county residents?
Social Security route just runs within the city of Goldsboro. If you get downtown to the bus station, you definitely can ride it.
Now, you mentioned bus route changes. We're going to elaborate more on that after we take a brief break here on Newsmakers. GWTA Executive Director Fred Fontana on Newsmakers GBR.
Espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Our friends at Breitbart released a list of prominent Republicans who will not be attending the RNC in Cleveland, and it's quite telling. The list includes the former presidents George H.W. Bush, George W. Bush, also on the list, two failed former GOP presidential nominees, John McCain, Mitt Romney. Four of this year's presidential primary candidates are also skipping out, Marco Rubio, Lindsey Graham, Jeb Bush, and John Kasich. What is it about Trump's candidacy that has these politicians so turned off? Let's see. Donald Trump shattered the Republican primary vote record by 1.4 million votes. And according to ABC, 20% of Democrats say they will buck the party and vote for him in November. Now, Trump has energized both the party and the country. These Republicans, you think that maybe should not be thinking about themselves at all times.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
So like many of you, I used to suffer from insomnia. No matter what I did, I simply couldn't get a perfect night's sleep. Then I met Mike Lindell. He's the inventor of MyPillow, and he got me fitted for my very own MyPillow, which has literally changed my life. Now, not only am I able to get to sleep now, but I stay asleep all night, every night, and guess what? You can too. Just log on to MyPillow.com, or you can call 800-919-6090. Use the promo code Hannity and take advantage of Mike's two-for-one offer. Now, MyPillow is made in the USA. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. It has a 10-year warranty, and you can even wash and dry it just like your favorite pair of blue jeans. Log on to MyPillow.com right now or call 800-919-6090 and use the promo code Hannity and get Mike's special two-for-one offer, and that means you can start getting the kind of restful, comfortable, deep healing sleep that you deserve. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Hannity, or call 800-919-6090.
This summer, take your vacation from full price. Switch to U.S. Cellular and get 50% off great smartphones like the Samsung Galaxy S7 and many others only at U.S. Cellular.
Retail installment contract, new shared connect plan, smartphone turn-in, device protection plus a $25 activation fee required. Rebate is 50% off device price before taxes or $336, whichever is lower. Rebate is a U.S. Cellular promo card issued by MetaBank member FDIC, valid only for purchases at U.S. Cellular. Other restrictions apply. See store for details.
Visit Talk Time Wireless, your local U.S. Cellular authorized agent at 323 North Spence Avenue in Goldsboro for the best deals and great service on a network that works in the middle of anywhere. That's Talk Time Wireless in Goldsboro.
A message from Liam Neeson, Orlando Bloom, Lawrence Fishburne, Salma Hayek, Mia Farrow, and Taya Leone.
They do not have to die, but they do. 24,000 children every day.
They die for reasons we can prevent.
Like not getting enough food or medicine or clean, safe water to drink.
24,000 children every day.
But we are gaining ground. A generation ago, twice as many children were dying.
Still, 24,000 every day?
They do not have to die, but they do.
They die because they are young and vulnerable.
They die because through no fault of their own, they're poor.
24,000 children.
24,000 children.
24,000 children every day? My name is Taya Leone.
My name is Salma Hayek.
My name is Orlando Bloom.
My name is Mia Farrow.
My name is Lawrence Fishburne.
My name is Liam Neeson, and I believe that number should be zero. Believe in zero.
Join the effort. Visit unicefusa.org.
I started my adventure in the Air Force Reserve as a payload system operator.
A flight medic in the Air Force Reserve.
I'm a pilot for the Air Force Thunderbirds demonstration team.
We do a lot in a little bit of time, and we have to do it very efficiently.
It's a very exciting career.
The Reserve gave me the opportunity to learn something totally different from what I did.
The training in the Air Force Reserve is second to none.
The most exciting thing in the Air Force Reserve is to be able to travel.
It gave me the opportunity to go to college. That was definitely a bonus.
And the Air Force Reserve gave me all those opportunities, and then even more.
Start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve.
Talk of the Town, 1150 WGBR. Newsmakers continues now with Thomas Vick.
And with us on the show this morning is GWTA Executive Director Fred Fontana. He's heading up the agency many of you know as the Goldsboro Wayne Transportation Authority. That's the local public transit system. And Fred, before the break, we were talking about bus route changes in the city of Goldsboro. Let's elaborate a little bit more on that right now.
Okay, we mentioned the Social Security service. That's going to be on our green route. That's the bus that runs out Wayne Memorial Drive. It serves the community college and the hospital area, and then goes out towards New Hope and will serve Social Security every trip. The other primary change we made was a Carly C's IGA that was on the green route. We're now moving that to the yellow route, and that will... The green route was a little tight sometimes time-wise, so that'll free up some time there. The yellow route runs by Goldsboro High School. It goes by the senior center, so that would be a nice fit. Then we have the blue route that goes up and down Ash Street primarily to out to Walmart on Spence, out to Berkeley Commons, out to Berkeley Mall. And then we have two others, the purple route, which heads south. On the purple route, we made a slight adjustment a month or so ago. We added the W.A. Foster Recreation Center to that route, and it also serves it serves Lincoln Homes and Seymour Homes and a lot of the residential areas in the south part of town. And then our final route is the red route, which goes essentially west out on Highway 70 towards Rosewood, the Goshen Medical Center, and Walmart out there at the major stops.
Now, I'm a city resident, and I want to ride Gateway on one of these routes. What do I do?
Well, you got a couple options. You can call us and say, you know, I don't know which bus to take, and we'll be giving you information. It's 919-736-1374. You can go on our website, Ride GWTA, and click on the maps and routes and schedules, and you can see where everything goes. And pretty much you just look for our sign. We've got new bus stop signs. Obviously, I can't show you on the radio, but we have green and white and red signs that say GWTA bus stop. Stand at the bus stop, and the driver will come by and pick you up every hour.
Now, you don't have designated routes, per se, in the county, do you?
No, the county is a demand, what we call a demand response service. You would need to, if you were a fare-paying rider, the $5 trip, you would call us directly. Now, about 40% of the riders go through either social services because they're Medicaid recipients or through senior services because they're over 60. If those agencies are paying for your trip, you would need to contact them directly, and then they would inform us who is riding, and you would need to do that at least 2 days ahead of time.
Okay, I was about to ask, what kind of time frame are you looking at? You know, how far ahead do you want them to call? 2 days, a day, or whatever?
You can call as many as 14 days ahead of time, but you really need to call at least 2 days ahead of time. Now, if it's an emergency situation and you've got to go to the doctor tomorrow, we'll make accommodations to make sure you don't miss a doctor's appointment.
But it's not something like you can just all of a sudden decide you need the service and call and get it within the next 30 minutes to an hour.
Unfortunately, we're not at that point. Ideally, and I wish we could be, but we're not there yet.
Understand, Wayne County commissioners are looking at a five-year study to expand service further north and further south in the county. That's GWTA service. Can you give us details on that?
Yeah, I guess early this year they had a retreat, and they put together a list of priorities of all county services, not just transit. And one of them that came up was looking at the feasibility of extending a fixed route, like the city bus service, north towards Fremont and Pikeville, and south towards Mount Olive. Well, we're scheduled next year to have a study done by NCDOT. Every 5 years, they do a what they call a community transportation service plan, just looking at our operations, looking for what things we're doing right, things that we could be improved on. And so this was a perfect opportunity to do this study. So in addition to looking at the bus routes going north and south, we're looking at our operations, looking at some possibilities of functions that we're doing currently that perhaps the city or the county can do more efficiently for us, such as risk management, vehicle insurance, things along those lines.
All right, we're going to elaborate more on that after the break here. Also, so you need the services of GWTA. Boy, they've got a deal for you. We'll talk about that after these words.
Vikings.
Red State.
Blue State.
We come from different places.
Uptown.
Downtown.
We come to different conclusions.
Half empty.
Half full.
But no matter how different we are, we're all connected, and we can all make a difference. That's why United Way brings people, expertise, and resources together to improve the education, income, and health of our communities. The building blocks for a better life. When we live united, our efforts, magnified by others, add up to real change. Children succeed in school, families gain financial stability, the health of our neighbors improves, and suddenly, so do our communities. But real change won't happen without you.
Live united.
So let's look beyond our differences.
Live united.
One by one, let's make a difference. Let's reach out a hand to one and influence the condition of all.
Live united.
Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Sign up today at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. The difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. Studies prove that reading to a child regularly dramatically improves reading skills. And kids who read well by third grade are four times as likely to graduate. So United Way is calling for 1 million volunteers over the next 3 years. We're asking you to step up, make a pledge, tutor a child who needs help, mentor a kid who needs someone on their side, volunteer to read to children, make a difference. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Entire communities improve. The path to success or failure starts long before graduation day. And the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge. Go to liveunited.org now. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Talk of the Town, 1150 WGBR. WGBR News Time is 8:49. Newsmakers continues now with Thomas Vick.
And with us is GWTA Executive Director Fred Fontana. Fred, before the break, we were talking about the five-year study that's currently underway where Wayne County commissioners are looking to extend the service further north and further south. Let's continue our discussion about that.
Yeah, NCDOT is funding the study primarily, and they've hired a consulting firm, Parsons Brinckerhoff, and they're an international company. And we're just getting started. We're providing them with a lot of information. We're creating a steering committee that's made up of folks that would have opinions, suggestions, comments about which way we should go. We've got folks lining up from Mount Olive Pickle, from the town of Mount Olive, from Fremont, Wayne Memorial Hospital, Wayne Community College, the Wayne County Development Alliance. Folks like that, is going to be an 8-member committee that will pretty much guide the study along, and it should take about 8 months to complete, and hopefully we'll have a recommendation by the end of the year.
Now, of course, this study comes about, I'm sure, because you have a demand for service in these areas.
That's exactly right. And what we're finding is the demand for service in the rural areas outside of Goldsboro has pretty much been untapped. I mean, the demand hasn't come up as much because the folks don't know that we're available. So we do have 23 vans that operate Monday through Saturday from 5 o'clock in the morning till 7 o'clock in the evening. And like I said before, you can go anywhere in the county for $5. And I don't think there's a better deal than that anywhere.
I can't hardly crank my vehicle up for that. Well, you know, the thing of it is GWTA could be perceived by some as a city transit system, but it's much more than that, and that's one of GWTA's goals, I understand, right now, is to get the message out that, hey, it is a county service as well.
That's right, and that's one of the misconceptions, because they see the buses running around Goldsboro, and the vans are, you know, not as obvious. So, but it is definitely a county service, and we're looking really to grow that and the city service as well.
Look, you know, I see these vans and buses going all around the county and the city, you know, and they've got these pictures on the side of the bus, you know, these advertising pictures. I was wondering what we need to do to get Jeff Farrow's picture on the side of one of these buses and or vans so people can see this face.
Look, the whole point,
know they're in the right place.
Thomas, the whole point is to bring people in, right? That's what we want. Yeah,
that's why they don't put my picture on there either. We don't want to scare off riders.
Well, if you want to use GWTA, the Goldsboro Wayne Transportation Authority, I understand you guys have a fantastic deal. Let's talk about that.
Right. You know, one of the things that we didn't have, and a lot of folks had asked us, you know, it's inconvenient to have a dollar every time you get on the bus. It's exact fare, and you got to scrape up coins. We've got folks that look under their couch cushions and find quarters and so forth. Well, now, a couple of months ago, we introduced an 11-ride pass. It's for $10. It's a simple card it's just like pretty much any other card you go. If you got Subway or other folks where you punch a card when you use it, you get your 10 trip, the 11th trip is free. But it helps you. You just don't have to have the exact fare. You buy your $10 at our transfer center, and it's pretty much good for a week, but there is no expiration date. But most folks buy one card a week.
Right. Now, are there any deals in the county?
Unfortunately, not yet. You know, we're looking at the $5 is a pretty good deal as it is. You know, we do have, you can buy passes or individual ride tickets. And some folks do that. A lot of the passengers that do ride have some disabilities that they're unable to have, you know, handle money themselves. So we'll have family members that might come by and purchase 10 trips at a time. And we have cards, individual trip tickets that we could sell to them.
You know, we've talked about the rebranding campaign GWTA just went through with the new logo, the new message. Can you tell us what led to that?
Pretty much when I was hired, I kept hearing that Gateway is never on time, the buses are dirty, there's no information being shared. And quite frankly, when I came here, after being here a week or two, I realized a lot of that was incorrect. But like I say, perception is reality. Mm-hmm. So we've gone ahead, changed the image and gone away from Gateway, GWTA, put new signs out. We didn't even have routes and system maps in place. So if you were like me, you came into the community and wanted to know where to go, you couldn't easily find out. There was no website. There was no Facebook. Social media was a whole thing that I'm an old guy, wasn't aware of, and find out that people were talking about us on Facebook. So we figured we might as well get on there, at least give them correct information.
Right. So in other words, now that this rebranding thing has taken place, it's brought out the fact the buses are clean.
Right.
The drivers are professional. And, right. and it's a very reliable service.
Right. And we did a customer satisfaction survey a couple of months ago, and between 80% and 90% of the riders just speak very highly of the drivers, of the system. It's just a question of getting the word out. Of course, you know, we have the new transfer center that opened up last September. And that has really, really upgraded our operation. We were an old beat-up firehouse, quite frankly, and really, to me, it wasn't the most pleasant location. Now we're right downtown, new facility, nice, clean facility, and I get a chance to talk to the passengers every day because it's right down the hall from my office.
Do you think that's helped in a lot more ways than one?
I think it really has helped. I think it's helped and boosted the downtown efforts that are going on. So it's definitely upgraded our image and appearance and really made us look like a first-class operation.
And if you do have a disability and need help with a ride, these drivers go the extra mile.
Yeah, the drivers go the extra mile, and all the vehicles have wheelchair ramps on them. They just slide out, and you just roll on up into the vehicle, and the driver will safely accommodate them. One other service that I didn't mention that's really not run by us, but I think is very good. We have an Amtrak Connector bus that comes through our transfer center every afternoon about 1 o'clock that takes folks up to the Amtrak station in Wilson. And there's a northbound train and a southbound train that comes shortly after that time. But if you've got a train ticket, you can get to ride that bus. And that's a lot of folks are taking advantage of that bus as well.
That's fantastic. We appreciate you being with us today. Thanks for coming on the show.
Glad to be here, and just call me anytime you want somebody.
GWTA Executive Director Fred Fontana on Newsmakers. Have a great weekend.
And get ready for the Swap Shop coming up at 9 o'clock, well, a little bit after 9 o'clock, here on the Talk of the Town, 1150 WGBR, as the morning show continues.
Need to get some rest. This is the worst headache ever.
Right arm's all tingly all of a sudden. Must have slept on it last night.
I keep losing my balance. These old bones need some exercise.
Granddaddy, what you just said doesn't even make sense. It sounds like gibberish.
Signs like these could be more than what they seem. They could be a sign of stroke.
Sudden weakness or numbness of the face, arm, or leg.
Sudden trouble with vision in one or both eyes.
Sudden trouble walking or difficulty with balance.
Or a sudden intense headache that comes out of nowhere.
If you or someone you know has any of these symptoms, don't wait. Call 911 immediately. You could make a difference in someone's life, someone you love, maybe even your own.
Time lost is brain lost.
Find out more at powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Bringing you all the local news, weather, and sports when and where it happens. We're the talk of the town.
1150 WGBR.